that they're going to be bucking tomorrow morning, starting at about 9 o'clock down here at the Lone Star Arena. So fans, you know, a lot of activity, and that doesn't even include the actual bull riding that will go on as we will kick off round two here for the Spring Fling, the PBR Touring Pro event. Now, getting down to tonight's Touring Pro event, this was also a judged event. Judged not only like we would normally see at a bull riding, but judged for the bulls. So this was an opportunity to kind of see what happens down here and how these bulls that are entered up in the Spring Fling will do as well. And we had a lot of bulls down here. Man, we're going to talk about some of the scores that were coming in. The highest mark score we saw in the rounds would come from Section 1, and it would be from a D&H Cattle Company bull called Stone Sober, scored 89 points, and nobody else was able to top him the rest of the evening. So great job. D&H Cattle Company really brought in some great stock as well as the rest of these guys. It was an interesting night, I will tell you that. We had 52 bull riders down here. We had five sections, and I'm telling you, just a whole lot of bull riding action. But before we got started, we actually had an opportunity to catch up with our announcers down here for the weekend. And I know a lot of you folks have seen them on the Built for Tough series this year, Matt West and Scott Grover. So let's go down and take a listen to the interview we did with them.
Hey, y'all, we are down here in Stephensville, Texas, at the Lone Star Arena for the Texas Farm Bureau Insurance Spring Fling. And joining me right now, we've got the announcers, the guys that are going to be behind the microphone down here. We're talking with Matt West and Scott Grover. So, Matt, tell me a little bit about how long you've been announcing down here.
This is my third year. Scott's been here all 4 years, and I came in the second year they did it. Been here ever since. Been fortunate to come in and work with a great team. A great event, and I think he'll tell you the same thing. I think everybody on the team will tell you this is one of the events that we all look forward to every year. This is one of our favorite stops, and it's kind of like January and February can't get by fast enough so we can get here to Stephenville and have fun here in the Spring Fling.
Well, there you go. Talk to us about the riders now. These guys, you know, they've had a fraternity going on earlier today. They've got a lot of young bulls down here. But Brad Boyd and Boyd and Floyd Bucking Bulls, as well as many others, have brought some great stock here for this event. What do you think about these guys, you know, and the caliber of talent that's coming down here?
Well, you know, it's top-notch. Some of the best bulls in the world are in the ABBI program right now. And as 3- and 4-year-olds that we're seeing today, we had the derby actually earlier today. So we watched, I think, 60-some 3-year-olds be mounted out by riders, and some of those riders are going to be coming back here tonight. The cool thing about it is not only do you have the best 3- and 4-year-old bulls in the world, but you have a lot of the top bull riders in the world as well. You know, guys that have a weekend off of the Built Ford Tough Series that are going to come in here and try to gain some points and get one step closer to Las Vegas because it's a long season. Anything can happen. But the other cool part of it is you're going to see a lot of young guys or guys that are coming in from Brazil or Mexico or wherever and really trying to make their mark on it. You know, it wasn't too long ago we were at these events watching guys like J.B. Mooney and like L.J. Jenkins that nobody knew who they were, and now they're the biggest names in our sport. So it's very cool to be on that end of it, too, and watch these guys kind of grow up in this industry.
Absolutely. Well, Scott, let's talk with you for a minute. Now, you've been down here since they started, I guess, about 4 years ago. Is that right?
Yep, 4 years ago. The first time we had it was over at the Four Seas and little bitty arena, and then luckily we were able to move over here the last 3 years.
Well, what do you think about this Lone Star Arena down here in Stephenville?
I think it's a great facility, one of the greatest equine facilities that there is, and this event is so much fun. As Matt talked about, this is by far probably my favorite touring pro of the year, and we're always excited to spend our Easter in Texas.
That's right.
The thing with that is, the Four Seas was a great facility, but it wasn't big enough to cater to Scott's ego, so they had to move it into a bigger building.
Uh-oh. Now, here we go. We've got a little rivalry going between the two announcers, but, you know, I'm going to actually defend Scott over here and say, well, Matt drives a little car, but he drives a little car, and he has issues getting in sometimes with that big head of his, doesn't he?
Sometimes. It's a little tight sometimes.
Now ask him how he's getting home.
In that same little car, I bet. Well, all right, guys. Well, listen, we appreciate you guys taking a few minutes and look forward to hearing you guys down here in Stephenville.
Thanks for coming out. Hope we have a big crowd here tonight, and check us out on your radio show.
There you go.
And Twitter.
Yeah, absolutely. We got to follow the guys on Twitter. Matt's always tweeting, right?
Always. At Matt L. West. And on Facebook.
There you go.
Everything else.
We're gonna get down to some bull riding action coming up, guys. Stay tuned.
All right, there you have it. Matt West and Scott Grover were the guys behind the microphone tonight. Great announcers, and what an opportunity it is to hear these guys down here excite the crowd in Stephenville, Texas at the Lone Star Arena. Look forward to hearing more from these guys tomorrow. Like I said, we've got the futurity going on in the morning, and then we go into round two of the Spring Fling. We're going to take a short break here, fans. When we come back, we're going to talk a little about some of the bull riding action right here from the Spring Fling, round one of from the Lone Star Arena. So you guys stay tuned to the Rodeo Wrap-Up Show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
Partner, you know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Making 8 Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you, to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making 8 Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country, rodeo wrap-ups, and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out MakingEightRodeo.com for videos and links, as well as KWBYRadio.com, as we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Making 8 Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love watching you together.
All right, guys. Welcome back as we wrap up the Spring Fling round one from Stephenville, Texas. And, you know, down here at the Lone Star Arena, a lot of action going down, a lot of bull power. I've got to say now, out of five sections, we had a limited amount of qualified rides, and we actually had to draw some back in the short go. But what they had was they had five sections of bull riding, and then they brought back 10 to the short go. And, you know, some of these guys were able to enter up twice, one of them being a guy that we've seen on the Built for Tough Series, Jory Marcus, who now makes his home right here in Stephenville, Texas. And, you know, was kind of a rough start for Jory as he ended up getting bucked off in the first round. But we would see him later on, and, you know, this guy knows what it's like to have to overcome adversity, and, you know, when he's in what he now considers to be his hometown, you can bet that he came with his game face on. 86 points was taken in by Brady Sims, and Brady was actually the only qualified ride in the first section of bull riding. Like I said, you know, the third bull out was DNH Cattle Company Stone Sober. Alexander Cardoza was one that was riding him, ended up bucking off him, but the bull score was 89 points, and you can bet that was the winner for the futurity down here, the ABVI Classic that they have going on down here during the Built Ford or the PBR Touring Pro event. So going down to Section 2, you know, there were absolutely no qualified rides. And we've seen there was quite a few guys that we would see. We've seen on the Built for Tough Series, Caleb Sanderson, the Kissimmee, Florida cowboy, who now makes his home here in Stephenville, ended up bucking off early. He had Vortex Madness this evening of Leap of Faith bucking bulls from the James Gang. That was another group that was here this evening and brought some bulls in was the James Gang. And you guys have seen a lot about them throughout the different rodeo associations. So going down to Section 3, we had a couple more bull rides. Jory Marcus was actually entered twice. And, you know, it was great to see him. He actually scored 87 points, which would be the round leader carrying over through that third section of bull riding. Right behind him, Brennan Ellard from Sulphur, Oklahoma, scored an 85, so that was great to see both of those guys. One other key note, Logan McDormand from Penrose, Colorado, had a bull they called Duck Butter from Todd Boss and 9A Ranch. And I've got to tell you, that bull right there reminded me a lot of Bodacious. I mean, he made this stutter step move, and I mean, pulled him down, and it was a good thing he didn't crush his face. Man, I'll tell you, it really had the markings of a Bodacious-type bucking bull. Looked really, really good. So going down to the fourth section of bull riding, we're able to check in with some of the guys that you guys might know. And actually going back, we did have Zach Brown, who is one of the cowboys that you guys have heard and seen there on the Built for Tough series from time to time. So let's take a listen as we were able to catch up with Zach here after his ride.
Hey, guys, we're down here with one of the bull riders down here in the third section, Zach Brown. Zach, you had a little bit of bad luck here. Talk to us about that ride you had.
Oh, I just got beat out of the chute on that one. I don't know. It must have been a brain fart, but I got another bull tomorrow, so I'll just make that work.
There you go. Now, you're actually, you had a little bit of fun with him, or he was having a little bit of fun with you. He was kind of looking to horn in on your business there, right?
Yeah, I kind of got out of that one all right. Thing chased me around a little bit, but good thing he wasn't too mean.
That's right. How you been doing this season?
Oh, well, coming into this weekend, I'm 29th in the standing, so I'm doing all right. Not where I want to be. I want to be up there in the number one spot, obviously, but still got some work to do and still got the rest of the season to get it done, so...
Sure. Well, I'll tell you what, it's been good to see you back on tour. I know we haven't seen you in a while, but, you know, one thing is that, you know, you got bucked off tonight, but we look to see you back here tomorrow.
That's right. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, guys, that was Zach Brown. We were able to catch up with him now. He did have a short night, and, you know, I think that we're going to see him back here again tomorrow night. So if you guys are down here in the Stephenville area, you got to make your way down here and see some of these guys as they get ready to get geared up for round two. Going into section four, I will say that, you know, the probably the biggest highlight, now we did have an 84.5-point ride by Dane Doggett from Springtown, Texas, and he was able to make that ride on Poor Boy Shine. But the biggest highlight, I think, was one of our bullfighters there. After Cody Johansson got bucked off Smoke Shop, one of Cody Ohl's bulls, the bullfighter stepped in and literally flipped over the back of him, nearly landing on his back just like he was riding the bull. And I'm talking, it was up close and personal. Now, we did have Omega Productions down here who had the in-house video feed. And man, I'm telling you, we got to watch it back over and over on the replay. It was absolutely amazing. This bullfighter, I mean, literally just flipped over the front of him, rolled over the top, and landed on him just like he was riding him. I thought we were going to have two buck offs there from that same bull all in one ride, but it was really entertaining. Now, going down to Section 5, unfortunately, it was another short night. There were no qualified rides in Section 5 either. You know, and we talk a lot about it, but this, you know, this is a classic event for these bulls, and these bulls are rank. And we see a lot of that when they have these classic events at some of these Built for Tough series as well. So, you know, it's not uncommon to have that, but we only had four qualified rides in the long round, so they had to draw back six to the short round. Before we get into talking about some of those things, we were able to catch up with one of the rodeo entertainers down here, actually the rodeo entertainer down here, Corey Sosabe. And if you guys have not heard that name, you might want to start checking Facebook and all. This guy is a class act, and you talk about a lot of fun, really energizing the crowd down here at the Lone Star Arena. Corey Sosabe, so we were able to catch up with him. Let's take a listen.
Hey, guys, we're down here with the entertainer of the evening, Cody Sosabe. Cody, talk to us about what it's like to be down here at the Lone Star Arena for the Spring Fling.
Well, I tell you, man, my job's great. I get to be down in the arena the whole time, right close to the bulls, right close to the bull riders. And here in Stephenville at Spring Fling is one of the best Tour and Pro Division bull ridings that the PBR has. And, man, this is just as good as the stuff you see on TV, and I'm getting to watch it from 20 feet away.
That's right. You know, and there's great bulls. There's been a lot of action here tonight. and there's a great crowd down here, and I'll tell you, they're loving watching you, man. It's been a lot of fun to sit here back here and watch you. Talk to us a bit about what it's like for you to be out here and just how you got started in the entertaining business.
Well, my story is pretty bland. I was a bareback rider for a long time in rodeo, and a clown didn't show up one night at the rodeo, and they asked me to fill in for the clown, and I filled in, and heck, they give me the money that they were going to pay the original clown that didn't show up, and I was like, you mean you guys get paid to act silly and run around? And I'm like, hey, I might be a clown. And so what just happened on a whim one night for filling out is turned into a full-time job, and I travel extensively on the pro rodeo circuit, the PBR circuit, and doing rodeos and bull ridings across the country, and I go about 11 months out of the year, and that 1 month that I'm off, we're busy booking shows for next year. So it's a great job. I told my school teachers, you know, I said, I told you I could make a living being a clown, and so I get to go back home and tell them that. But now I love being here at the PBR Stephenville. It's a great event, great for the fans, great bulls, and I'm lucky to be a part of it.
Well, good deal, man. We appreciate it, and it's been great watching you out here. We look forward to watching you again tomorrow.
You bet. I'll be here Saturday Night Live.
All right, guys, that was Corey Sosa, to be our entertainer down here at the Lone Star Arena on a Friday night. We're going to see him again here tomorrow. We're so looking forward to it. You know, we're going to have a whole different group of bull riders rolling into town. We've got a lot of PBR Touring Pro events going on. Got a lot of rodeos going on here in the great state of Texas. So I can tell you that there are going to be a lot of talented guys coming in tomorrow night as well. Guys, we're going to take a short break. We're going to get into the short go action here when we come back, and right after we hear these words from our good friends at Rodeo Genius.
Hey, guys, it's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon talking about technology and rodeo. You know, lots of things have changed over the years since this sport first began. One thing we want to talk about is our friends at RodeoGenius.com. It's the virtual online rodeo secretary for event producers and classifieds for all things rodeo. Fast, easy, and hassle-free. For more information, check them out at RodeoGenius.com.
All right, here we go with the championship round down here on a Friday night from the Lone Star Arena as we kick off the PBR Touring Pro event, Spring Fling, right here. And, man, you know, we had four qualified rides in the long round. Dane Doggett with 84.5, Brennan Ellard with 85, Brady Sims with 86, and Jory Marcus with 87. So, going down to the short round, these were guys that we would, you know, really hope to see make two rides. Unfortunately, the way it played out, now here was the interesting thing. Because Jory Marcus entered twice, based on his time, he was able to ride twice in the championship round. So it really was a unique setting down here with these Touring Pro events and the way that they work things. But Jory Marcus was actually entered in the championship round twice. So as he came out, he actually scored 87 points, but it was on the bull that he got brought back on based on his time. So he tied his score of 87 points, you know, one from the long round and then, of course, one for the short round. We did have another qualified ride in the short round, and that would be the Kissimmee, Florida Cowboy. Now, this is a guy that we are definitely leaning towards as one of our favorites, being that we are both from Florida. I had the opportunity to ride against Caleb when he was back in high school, so I can honestly say that this young kid is full of talent. 85.5 is what he scored there in the short round. Now, another guy that we were able to see get drawn back based on his time was Cody Campbell. Cody is a guy that we have seen on the Built for Tough Series. Unfortunately, he had kind of a rough night here tonight, bucked off both of his bulls, but really looked sharp, and it was great to see Cody, and we had a chance to catch up with him. So let's take a listen to this interview.
Hey guys, we're down here at the Lone Star Arena for the Spring Fling, and joining me is actually one of the guys that we've seen there on the Built for Tough Series, Cody Campbell. Cody, you've been down here tonight. You actually had bucked off on the first round, but you got drawn back. And tell us about your ride here tonight.
Shoot, I got on two great bulls tonight. Unfortunately, they both bucked me off, but calf I got on was really good. Turned back to the left, right, and latch, and I rode him for a ways, and he just kind of got me strung out into the outside. And then my short round bull, I've seen him quite a few times, and I knew he was kind of in and out, and he dang sure got me in there and welded me right at the whistle. So could have been a better night for me, but I'm still walking around and happy, so I'll take it.
That's right. Anytime you're able to walk out of the arena now, tell me, you're actually heading to another PBR there tomorrow, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm headed to West Plains, Missouri for a PBR tomorrow. So I got a little driving ahead of me, but it'll be a good event, too. I'm excited to go over there and hopefully stay on two instead of buck off two tomorrow.
Well, there you go. Maybe Missouri will be where it's at, man. Good luck to you. Safe travels. We look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, guys. That was Cody Campbell, one of our favorites that we've seen. Many of these PBR Touring Pro events, as well as some of these Built Ford Test Series events over the time, these past few years, and Cody is a great guy. Look forward to seeing him. You know, actually makes his home in Oklahoma now at the time, but he's going to be heading up north here in the summer, and like he said earlier, he's going to be in Missouri tomorrow. So these guys are, you know, I mean, they're not, you can't take one bad night. You got to go hit the road and get ready for the next one. So that is going to bring us down to the guy, you know, the man of the hour down here at the Lone Star Arena on a Friday night, Jory Marcus. This guy was all over the place. Like we said earlier, now he did score 87 points in the long round, and he got drawn back based on his time as well as his score. So he was in there twice in the championship round, scored 87 points. So that gave him a split for first and second. Bottom line is, Jory Marcus won himself a good pot of money down here on a Friday night. We had an opportunity to catch up with him after his rides, so let's take a listen to Jory Marcus as he recaps these rides, and we start wrapping things up down here from Stephenville, Texas.
Hi, guys. We're down here at the Lone Star Arena for the Spring Fling with the winner of tonight's round, Jory Marcus. Jory, man, I got to tell you, this is quite an event for you down here, right?
Oh, man, I love it. You know, I mean, this is hometown for me now. Got the best bulls in the world. My boss is putting on the event. I've had a chance to be on these bulls or see these bulls all year long. I'm glad we finally had a chance to be able to spank some down.
Yeah, that's for sure. You did quite a bit of that tonight. It looked really good out here to watch you. You actually finished first and second because you were able to enter twice. So you ended up tying yourself. You scored 87, won the long round on the first bull. Then you came back and tied yourself with an 87 in the short round. So, man, that was good. Tell us about those bulls you had.
Well, I tell you what, it's been a long day. We started with a derby, so I got on 2 3-year-olds about 10 a.m. this morning. So it was pretty entertaining. But my first bull was one of H.D. Page's. Awesome bull. He's a spotted bull. He kicked there right around to the left. Had me broke loose a little bit, and I was pumping and pumping. Well, I lost my rope about the second round into it, and so I couldn't lift anymore, so I was just spurring and whipping my hand over my head. Well, that bull's a little bit smart and felt me in there and just stepped forward and let me slide right off him. All right, see, my second bull, another really good bull. I don't remember who owns him. Kicked out of there, around to the left, just getting it on. Never quit the whole time, just honest to be. Let's see, we had the short round. That was really good. Got on another one of my boss's bulls there. I've seen him before, and he's right there around to the left, kicking hard, and I just try to jerk a leg and spur him every chance I got.
Well, you know what? One thing is for sure, you definitely can handle yourself on the back of bulls, but, you know, a lot of the guys, it's a good thing there's not a Built Ford Tough Series going on this weekend because they'd have you on camera. You got a black eye, and it wasn't by a bull, am I right?
You know, no, it wasn't. Like I say, you know, it's a great event here, and here at Cowboy Capital of the World, so all my buddies showed up. So we kind of closed the bar down, and they went to my place, hang out, drink guitar, you know, play guitar. Well, we started feeling good, and I was like, we got a donkey out here. Why don't we go catch him up and ride him? Well, we use this donkey to practice roping, so he hates ropes, absolutely hates them. Well, I got him caught. He run me through about two fences, and I get him in the middle of the yard with all these people, and somebody threw a rope, and this jack took off. Drug me through our swing set, bounced my head off of 2x4 that's tied on that, drug me halfway around the house, and as soon as I got him woed up, I went to stand up and kicked me right in the face.
Man, I'll tell you what, well, it you know, it looks bad, but But it really showed today that you're not going to let no ass bother you here in a bull ride, are you?
Oh, hell no. Hell no.
There you go, man. Well, good luck. Now, where are you headed tomorrow?
You know, tomorrow I'll be here. Actually, I ain't leaving. There's a couple other events going on, but I figure this is my one chance to stay home for a week all year long. And so I'm going to do it. Also, just want to give a shout-out to my sponsors. I got Tribal Tough, Riding Dirty, Rednecks with Paychecks. Man, you muddy guys, you're my heroes. Thank you, everybody.
You bet, man. Well, good luck, and we look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow then.
Thank you.
All right, guys, that's Jory Marcus, your winner for tonight, the Friday night round one of the Spring Fling down here in Stephenville, Texas. And, you know, I got to say, Jory is a class act. If you ever get a chance to run around and hang out with him, spend a little time with him, this guy, I mean, he energizes those bull riders back there. We did post some pictures on our Facebook page. You can go to Making 8 Rodeo or Making 8 Network there. Like the page. You can go check out the album as we posted these pictures down here. But you'll see Jory up there pulling bull ropes for guys. You know, even though he was coming out there on top, this guy was rooting on his buddies down here, and that's what bull riding is all about. You know, these guys compete week in and week out, but they really support each other and help each other down here. And Jory, with the rest of these guys, have had themselves a pretty good time as they started off a little bit early last night, ended up costing Jory a black eye. But, you know, hey, it is that is rodeo, and, you know, that'll kind of give you guys the experience and the knowledge to see what happens when they'll be talking about it next week, I'm sure, at the next Built Four Tough Series. So that is going to wrap up our show here tonight, folks. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and I'll remind you, hey, go check out our Facebook page. Go check out making8rodeo.com as we got information. We've got news and updates coming up. We also want to thank our partners over there at KWBY in Stephenville, Texas, and we look forward to seeing more of your guys and listening to your great country music. So until tomorrow, fans, we'll be back for another wrap-up show from Stephenville, Texas. You all, safe travels and happy Easter. We'll see you at the next rodeo.
Howdy, folks. Scott here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to making8rodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at making8rodeo.com. Get a grip.
Thanks for tuning in with Making 8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, turn your radio on.
God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.